New Hampshire's newly elected GOP Gov, No More Sanctuary Policies. By Warner Todd Houston on December 8, 2024. Newly elected New Hampshire Republican Governor Kelly Ayotte is promising to end sanctuary policies in her state after seeing how bad things have gotten in nearby Massachusetts. In a December 5 Facebook message, Ayotte pointed to Massachusetts, and Boston in particular, to highlight how messy immigration policies have become in the U.S. Our neighbors to the south seem intent on proving that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result, she told her constituents, adding, as they struggle with a billion-dollar illegal immigrant crisis, they are instead choosing to double down. With that prelude, Ayotte had a promise to make. Here in New Hampshire, we are going to ban sanctuary policies and give law enforcement the tools to work together to ensure this crisis never comes to our towns, she pledged. The incoming gov, who will replace current Republican Governor Chris Sununu next month, posted her message the day after the Boston City Council voted to reaffirm its sanctuary city status. On Wednesday, December 5, the Boston City Council voted unanimously to maintain the city's sanctuary policies and to remind the police that they are not allowed to work with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In the face of changing federal leadership, the City of Boston must reaffirm our support for the Boston Trust Act to protect our immigrant residents, the resolution said, according to Fox News. The City of Boston shall continue to monitor and respond to federal immigration policies that may impact its residents, reaffirming its commitment to protect immigrant communities from unjust enforcement actions and to uphold the Trust Act, recognizing that protecting the rights and dignity of all residents, regardless of immigration status, is essential for a safe and welcoming city for all. During the discussion on the vote, Councilwoman Gabriella Coletta Zapata said that the policy is a promise to our immigrant neighbors so that they don't have to live in fear of being unjustly scrutinized or even ripped away from their families, according to the Latin Times. Zapata added the city is bracing for impact of the Trump administration's coming deportation policies, and she insisted that we've got to make sure that we all work together to prevent Trump's success. Boston's extreme left-wing Mayor Michelle Wu chimed in to pledge not to ensure that the city will continue to refrain from working with the feds. The federal government is responsible for a certain set of actions. And cities, no individual city, can reverse or override some parts of that, Wu said. But what we can do is make sure that we are doing our part to protect our residents in every possible way. That we are not cooperating with those efforts that actually threaten the safety of everyone by causing widespread fear and having large-scale economic impact. Democrat State Governor Maura Healey has also pledged to oppose Trump's migration policies. Every tool in the toolbox has got to be used to protect our citizens, to protect our residents and protect our states, Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey told MSNBC on November 8. We all recognize that there is going to be a lot of pressure on states and state officials. With Donald Trump about to assume the White House and is preparing to launch one of the largest illegal alien repatriation effort in modern history, New Hampshire Governor Ayotte is preparing to take a far different tequila than her neighbors. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.